We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Let's go. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow at this time, we will be doing Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It's brought to you every Friday afternoon.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
Based on the text line today, you're going to be everybody's grievance.
Man, brought to you by Greenway Ford. It's a new day, a new way at the all-new Greenway Ford.
You have stirred up the hornet's nest.
I'm sorry. What happened?
I mean, FYP is just a funny thing to trend on the text line, but these people are going deep.
The text line started out angry at 2 o'clock, and it has continued. My goodness.
So anyway, toys.
For those of you asking for an update on my condition, I went to...
The doctor.
I went to an emergency room last night at 4:30, and I went into the land that God forgot. I really did. It was bizarre, surreal. I saw people who were clearly struggling through life, and it made me sad. And I thought to myself, man, by the grace of God, go I. Because there was one lady, and I told this story to John Grayson earlier today. I'll tell it to you now. When I was in this emergency room at this unnamed hospital, I went to the restroom, and I'm doing my business in the urinal, and I thought I was the only one in there. Out of nowhere, I hear this woman say, "Are you peeing on the floor?" And I'm like, and so I continue going about my business. And then she goes, "Are you peeing on the floor?" And I go, "Are you talking to me?" And she goes, "Yes." And I said, "No, I'm not."
Also, this is the men's room.
Right, right.
Also, PS hashtag men's room.
And so I finish my business. And then I poke my head into the poo-poo stall. And there's this gal who is... hugging the base of the toilet. She is barefoot. And I looked at her. I said, "Are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help you? Leave me alone. Get out of here." Blah, 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 blah.
Was she sick or was she drugged out of her
she
mind?
She wasn't sober. She,
okay. Well.
I'll tell you that right now. So I'm like, okay.
I still love the "leave me alone. Get out of here." Ma'am, you talk to me.
Yeah. You're the one who accused me of peeing on the floor. I'm sober. And I'm just using a urinal.
So in the men's room.
In the men's room.
Perhaps she needed to go to the hospital.
She was in the hospital, Dan.
She was already there.
So anyway, I go back out to the ER, and I sit down on the chair where I was seated before. And here she comes. Oh, my word. She's barefoot, stumbling all over the place. I texted Kelly. I'm like, I think I need to get out of here. And so she's like, yeah, go to an urgent care. So I go to urgent care, and I know I told this story at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour, but that was 3 hours ago. And the doctor walks in. I went to the St. Luke's one over here on Johnson Drive in Roland Park.
Very close, yes.
Yeah. And doctor walks in. He looks at my arm. He goes, "Yep, that's shingles." Like a moron. This is how dumb I am. I looked at him and I go, "How do you know?" And he looks at me and goes, "Because I'm a doctor."
And you're not.
And you're not. You're a dumb talk radio show host.
We're shingles.
Yeah. So anyway, I have shingles. They put me on prednisone. I have not filled that prescription because I'm afraid of what that thing will do to me. It makes me angry. It makes me agitated.
Well, if you don't want to have the potential side effects of prednisone, there is a revolutionary new product.
Are you experiencing itching, burning, a painful rash you can't explain? On the Dana and Parks program, we care about your health, and we're hoping you join us in spreading awareness, like the spread of Scott's angry rash, about the dangers of ignoring signs there's something wrong with you. If you've ever woken up with swollen, red, pimple-like bumps on your body and your face looks like a pirate, we're here to remind you, don't go to work, don't shake hands with strangers, don't hit up your favorite restaurant downtown, because that shit could be contagious. Nope, if this sounds like you, it's time to call your doctor and ask about a new revolutionary product called Boy, It Itches Down There. Boy, It Itches Down There was invented by real health people who know health things. People who know what it's like when what started above the neck starts to migrate down there. Let them ship you a sample of Boy, It Itches Down There direct to your door. It's discreet, because who wants to walk into the pharmacy and shout out, Boy, It Itches Down There? Boy, It Itches Down There is natural, organic, hasn't been tested or proven effective, but you'll feel better almost immediately that you're doing something. Unlike that one time when someone told you to go to the doctor at 2 o'clock and you told her to go blank herself. At the Dana and Parks program, we care about your health. If something is wrong, really wrong, run, do not walk, straight into the nearest actual healthcare provider.
Do not take Boy, It Itches Down There if you're allergic to Boy, It Itches Down There. Boy, It Itches Down There can cause dry heaves, weight gain, weight loss, unstoppable diarrhea, scurvy, gout, temporary or permanent blindness, or the uncontrollable urge to speak endlessly about 80s hair metal. Rarely, with prolonged use, other side effects may occur, such as limited bladder control, loss of feeling at the extremities, festering boils, or the uncontrollable urge to remind people that you grew up in Germany and that you don't wear underwear. So ask your doctor today about Boy, It Itches Down There.
Okay, all right.
Grew up in Germany and you don't wear underwear?
Sam, well done by you and Dana.
Thank you.
Well
thank you.
Done. Oh, that is genius. Very funny.
Did you really tell Dana to go blank herself?
Well, at the beginning of the show yesterday, there's swelling underneath my left eye.
Clearly, you're okay. Uncomfortable, yes.
Yes. And I told her, I said, I can't feel the left side of my face. So right before we get on the show, yesterday at 2 o'clock, she says, I don't know how to tell you this, Scott. You have shingles. And I go blank yourself. I don't have shingles.
Well, and it all started because he walked out into the newsroom and looked at me and said, how does my face look? And I was like, what? He goes, how does my face look? And I was like, it doesn't look good. And he goes, thanks. But I didn't know how to tell him that it looked like shingles. So I told Dana.
Did you think it was shingles too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
But I didn't want to freak you out. And since it wasn't painful, I knew that it wasn't like, you know, it was a shingles watch, not a shingles warning.
Fair point.
And then Dana turned it into a warning. And then, yeah. But we had to include the do not take Boy, It Itches Down There if you're allergic to Boy, It Itches Down There. Because that's in every single new medicine commercial. And it's like. How would you know
that you're allergic to it until you take it?
Don't take Linzess if you're allergic to Linzess.
Right.
But the weird thing is, you've never had chickenpox.
I never did.
So does that mean that the shingles are worse? I mean, what's the over-under
on that? All right. So when the doctor came in last night, he looked at my arm, and so I have it. I'm wearing for those who can't see, which is all of you, I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now because the lesions that are on my arm, you're not supposed to get it on surfaces. That's the only way you can transmit it.
Okay.
Is the pus, this is getting gross, the pus from the shingles is the only way that you could get it.
Okay.
Okay? It's not contagious in the fact that, or in the sense that... I can't breathe on you and give you shingles,
right.
Okay? But if I were to take this sweatshirt off, and the pus from the lesions is on this desk, and you come over and touch the desk, you know, whatever, you could get it.
Man, this sandwich is good.
Isn't it delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, guys are dorks. So I was talking to the doctor last night, and I said, well, I've never had chicken pox. And he goes, you don't have to have chicken pox to get the shingles. And I, by the way, can we come up with a different word for it other than shingles?
No.
That just sounds awful.
Sounds like roofing.
It sounds stupid.
Anyway, he said, are you under a lot of stress? I said, oh, you have no idea. And he goes, that's how you got it.
I literally said,
you can get shingles from stress. Yes.
Maybe go for a flat tar next time instead of shingles.
Okay. So just anyway.
What? Tile Which, roof, maybe.
I got it.
Get out.
Hey, okay. So here's the weird thing. What do I do every time I come into the studio? I walk in, I give Sam a hug, and I walk in, I give you a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I don't know why, but I walked in, I gave Sam a hug, and then I walked in, I completely ignored you. I just literally just walked over and put my bag down, and you were like, I got shingles! And I was like,
What?
Which is weird. You probably would have not let me hug you, but that's just weird that I did that. It's like I subconsciously knew that something was amiss at the Circle K.
So he put me on the prednisone.
You have to start taking it.
I will. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it starting Saturday.
Okay.
Because when I have taken prednisone in the past.
You get all ragey.
Yeah, it makes me angry.
Rage against the machine.
Yeah, and I'm already a grumpy old man.
You have every right
just ask
and
the
every
line. Text
have,
line.
Boy, yeah. The text line's on fire today.
But you have every right and every reason to be irritable today, which is I didn't know, but that explains why you're so how you are today. And I'm giving you a free pass. You can be as angry and
I'm not angry.
Well, you are uncomfortable, and that is
okay. So with shingles,
not angry.
No, I'm not angry. With shingles. People say it hurts, you know, because it's like it inflames your nerve endings, right? I am in no pain. Now,
we better knock wood.
Yeah, no kidding. It itches like crazy, and I want to scratch it so bad.
Don't.
But I won't.
You don't want to pop
those
things.
But I am not in pain.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Well, let's keep it that way, young man.
Hmm.
You know, we worry about you. You're not getting any younger.
And no, I do not have it down there.
It is no region.
But I did wake up this morning. So, Sam, I've got all these, like, they look like pimples.
Yeah.
But they run in, like, horizontal lines.
Right.
Up my arm.
It looks very similar to poison ivy.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Is that what you thought you had?
That's what Kelly and I thought originally that I had poison ivy.
Didn't the dermatologist say that, too?
Yes. Yeah. When I went to the dermatologist on Tuesday morning, she's like, ooh, you got poison ivy. I'm going to be asking for a refund on that one.
She's going to put the cancer back on your forehead,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, right. somebody says, your shingles don't hurt. Mine felt like a knife being jabbed into my side.
Shingles can be painful.
I've heard that the pain of shingles is debilitating. I have no pain. It itches like crazy.
Again, I'm knocking wood.
But if I were to take off this sweatshirt and show it to you, so it runs from like mid forearm,
uh-huh,
all the way up to my armpit. And it runs in vertical lines up my arm.
And it's for sure not leprosy.
I don't think it's leprosy.
I worry. Because if you're a leper, you're going to have to go to an island. It's a whole thing.
But when I woke up this morning, you know, they also say that it goes in your midsection, right? On your abdomen.
It can go down
to
your midsection.
So when I woke up this morning, I did have some streaks across my midsection. So it is clearly developing.
Ask your doctor today about, boy, it itches down there.
It does not itch down there.
Not yet.
Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. In for Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while, we like to remind you what days are being marked today, this being June 8th. Today is National Best Friends Day, a.k.a. just another excuse to chill with your BFF.
It's National Best Friends Day.
According to a recent study, the average person makes 396 friends in their lifetime. Today is National Best Friends Day.
Okay. Who's your ride or die? Who's your bestie?
Well, in all seriousness, he just died.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
That's okay.
Too soon, Mackie. Come on.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot about that. Okay, so, but.
The most awkward moment on the show.
I cannot believe you took. Oh. National Best Friend Day. As a way to bring up, quite possibly, the worst moment I've ever had live on the air with you.
Now, that may sound like Mackie is groaning, but he's actually trying to get his shoe out of his mouth.
Who is your best friend? Who's your ride or, who's your ride or die, Scott? Well, he's dead! Oh, I felt horrible. I still feel horrible. Look how red my face
is. That was a year ago. Sam, can you play the whole thing back again?
Oh, really? Okay. Who's your ride or die? Who's your bestie?
Well, in all seriousness, he just died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
That's okay.
Too soon, Mackie. Come on.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot about that. Okay. So, but I am dying 1,000 horrible deaths all over again.
Has it been a year?
Do you?
June 25th, yep.
Okay.
Do you
know? No, June 29th. June 29th.
How many times I apologize for that, and I would like to take a moment to apologize again because, oh, that was poor form, Mackie. Poor, poor, poor form. Sorry, Scott. I love you, buddy.
That's okay.
But happy National Best Friend Day.
He would have laughed.
Mackie, who's your ride or die?
Oh, I have so all they're all girls.
Are they alive?
Yes. Oh, really? Yes.
Who?
All my ride or dies
are still alive.
Are I'm not talking for the rest of the show. The show will go on for a half an hour, but I'm just going to sit here in silence and to eat my shoe. Because I deserve it.
That was one of the funniest moments.
For who?
For all of us.
It was,
And it was a few months later when he killed off Ellen Schenck, Rebecca Crockett.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't.
Do you remember when you killed Ellen Schenck?
I just asked. I didn't kill her off. You guys were talking about somebody dead, and then you brought up Ellen. I was like, what? I wasn't paying attention.
No, we were talking about how Rebecca quit, and we said she's gone. And you're like,
she died?
What?
Rebecca died? See, that's what happens when I don't pay attention to what you guys are talking about. Because if we're not talking about me, I tend to just drift off. I'm like, what? That's when you're like, are you on your phone? What are you? Yes. Are we talking about me? No. Then no. Yes, I'm on my phone. But see, I did pay attention because we were talking about me making a horrible ASS out of myself because I brought up your dead best friend.
Right after he died.
I know!
Okay.
Okay, who's your ride or die? No, stop. Who's your bestie?
Oh, Lord.
Well, in all seriousness, he just died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
That's okay.
Too soon, Mackie. Come on.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot about that. Okay, so, but.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Chicky. Back when rap was pure. Shannon Doherty revealed this week that the breast cancer that she has been battling for years has spread to her brain in an emotional post on Instagram. Says Doherty, of course, from Charmed and Beverly Hills 90210. On January 5th, my scan showed Mets in my brain. My fear is obvious. I am extremely claustrophobic, and there was a lot going on in my life. But that fear, the turmoil, the timing of it all, this is what cancer can look like. The announcement was met with an outpouring of support and encouragement from other stars and other cancer survivors alike.
She's been sick for quite a while.
Since 2015.
Yeah, she's been
when she first received her cancer diagnosis. Story here from NBC News. As marijuana use in the United States reaches record highs, no pun intended, among young adults, there is a growing need to address its potential for addiction. You and I are no stranger to addiction.
Truth.
I thought marijuana was not addictive.
Everything is.
Did I read that wrong?
Every last possible thing is addictive.
I mean, you can develop an addiction to just about anything.
Addiction in air quotes?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I'm addicted to checking the stove before I leave the house. Thank you, Scott, for that one.
Called OCD.
Yeah. You know, you can develop that addiction. So you could develop a thought in your mind that you have to be high a lot or every day or all the time, right? But if you were to stop, it wouldn't necessarily, at least from the studies that I've seen,
I don't think you would have that
cause extreme adverse effects
or withdrawals.
Right. Where if you drink alcohol all day, every day, and you just stop.
Been there.
Done that.
You could literally die from the adverse effects.
No, that's true. People don't know that.
Can we go back for a minute about you checking the stove? Do you legit do that?
I check the stove. I make sure that the fridge is closed. I also check all of the candles in my very small apartment.
And do you take pictures like Scott does?
If I can't, sometimes.
Okay. And you got that? You got that by proxy from Scott?
That's not fair.
No, I didn't entirely get it from Scott, but he mentioned one day that he did that, and I was like, that's something that I need to do. And so I started doing it.
Okay.
And now I can't leave the house without it. I actually just this morning deleted about 100 pictures off my phone from...
Of your stove?
Of my stove. All of them.
Well,
112 to be exact.
If that makes you... If taking a picture of your stove turned off, if that makes you feel better, then
I do that every day.
Well, and it goes in waves, so I'll get really, really good about it to the point where I'll just leave. Everything's fine, right? And then I came home from work the other day on Saturday morning, and I walked past the stove, and I couldn't help but notice an extreme heat. And my roommate, for whatever reason, had turned the stove on high.
And left it on?
Left it on.
See, that's going to screw your head up, man.
Oh, yeah. I was doing real well. I probably hadn't taken a picture in weeks. Been doing it every day since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I am not going to psychoanalyze you. I did that in the 3 o'clock hour, and I got my balls busted for it.
Now, so, whether or not it's addictive, back to the topic at hand.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't believe it is.
It says here, no drugs have yet been approved by the FDA to treat cannabis use disorder, which is estimated to affect up to 30%.
You know how they address cannabis use disorder? Cannabis.
Of people who use marijuana. Hmm. Cannabis use disorder is diagnosed as the inability to stop using marijuana, even when it causes significant disruptions to your daily life, such as interfering with relationships or work. An estimated 14 million Americans struggle with cannabis use disorder.
Huh. Like they use it too much or too frequently?
That's the way I read it. Yep.
Okay. Or like they use it too much, too frequently and can't quit?
I just always heard that marijuana was not addictive. Like it was, let me rephrase.
Chemically, it's not.
Yeah, like it was psychologically addictive, right, but not physically addictive. Like when I quit drinking, there was a noticeable physical withdrawal.
Yeah, I mean, symptoms that you can not only see, but in some cases hear.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if you are a aggressive enough alcoholic and you quit cold turkey,
it
will make noises while withdrawing.
Yeah, I wasn't that bad. It can kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are that alcoholic and you quit cold turkey.
The withdrawals can be.
There are some people who are so alcoholic, it'll kill them.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's true. If they try to quit drinking. You and I were neither. Neither one of us were that bad. That's not to say we were good. Are you okay talking about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I don't want to throw you under the bus.
No. I mean, I am going on 8 years of
good
sobriety.
Good for you, man.
So, yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Wine was my downfall. It still to this day is my downfall. There is not a day that goes by that I don't want a glass of wine.
Every day.
Well, I don't actively think about it, but there are times when I had a bunch of friends over and we were being super social, I was like, you know what would be great right now? A glass of wine. And just having it in your hand, I don't know. It's still, I don't know. 8 years later and it's still a thing.
Ukraine today finally launched its much anticipated counteroffensive to push Russian forces from its territory more than 15 months into the war. Two Ukrainian officials, including a source close to President Zelensky, telling ABC News today that the counteroffensive has begun.
Didn't I hear that Russia blitzkrieged a
dam?
A dam, I know.
Well, see, now they're denying it, and they're blaming Ukraine, which is saying, why would we do it? That was our dam.
Wipe out multiple villages.
Yeah, wipe out villages that have our people.
But not to mention the nuclear reactor that is downstream from said dam.
So Ukraine is saying, we had nothing to do with this. Russia did it. Russia saying, no, we had nothing to do with it. Ukraine did it. Asked to comment on the media reports regarding the counteroffensive, Ukraine's military dismissed those questions. Quote, we have no such information. We do not comment. The enemy was detected in time.
Can we just stop this incredibly deadly and aggressive game of I'm not touching you?
Will you stop touching me?
What are you talking about?
I mean, that's essentially what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not touching you. I didn't do it. No, I'm not touching you.
Right.
You're killing people.
Andy in Olathe. Andy, hello.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, other than in obscene, indecent, and profane broadcasts, you can say whatever you want on the radio. He can advocate for somebody to smoke marijuana because it's free speech and it's protected under public square laws. So I don't know where you're getting your information.
Okay. Well, I've only been in the business for 30 years and I have no idea what I'm talking about, but you're right.
No, just on this issue, you're wrong. So do drugs. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Andy.
It's like the opposite of the DARE program right there.
Just say yes. Yes.
D. I will do drugs.
Okay. Okay. Michael Mackey from Michael Mackey.
.com.
He is in for Dana Wright.
What is happening?
I'm here tomorrow, too. Bring it. You know what we should do tomorrow? We should play another round of mixtapes so I can lose again.
My name is Scott Parks. That guy over there is Sam Stevie. The news coming up at the top of the hour. And don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want. Just go to kmbz.com.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Hey, boys, I think we should, and I'm, tell me if I'm wrong, I think we should take a poll from the text line and see if we should play mixtape again tomorrow so I could redeem myself.
Oh, haven't taken enough of a beating yet?
Because I'm... Have I ever... I don't think I've ever won mixtape. Have I?
You've never, it's a tough one to win, though.
You've never gotten a vote.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, he has a good point, though. It's more about getting one win versus winning the whole thing.
But I...
Nobody's ever picked your song.
No, that's true. Well, okay,
ever. I think we should leave it up to the text line.
Let's leave it up to the text line.
Mixtape or...
No.
Family Feud?
No, it's not going to be either or. It's going to be, should we do mixtape or should we not
hum?
Do mixtape? Because I'm even worse
at Family Feud. You want to do hummers?
Hum a song for me.
I don't... Oh.
Do Back in Black by AC/DC. What? Whoa.
How's that?
That's terrible.
Oh, well.
Perfect.
I don't, I've never
Do Beat It by Michael Jackson.
That's good.
He's in.
Yeah.
We'll do hummers tomorrow.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but.
It's a game we haven't played in a long time.
Well, I'm in.
Do you want to describe it? So I will give you a list of songs.
And then
Scott
I have to hum
does
it.
Not know the songs.
That's right.
I give you the list, and it has to be a well-known song that anybody can think of just by the opening chorus.
Has to be a big hit. It has to be a big hit. Yeah, it has to be a big hit.
And you do your best to hum whatever portion of that song comes to your mind.
All right. Well, how would you guys hum Back in Black? I thought my rendition was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can we play mixtape so I can hear Michael Mackey get his ass kicked again?
It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to never have your song chosen.
Ever.
Ever.
Like, you've never won a round.
No, it's true. That's a sad commentary. And I've only won Family Feud once. Twice, but there's that asterisk exam that you always point out.
By the way, this time tomorrow, we will be knee-deep in Festivus Friday. It is brought to you every Friday afternoon by Greenway Ford. It is a new day, a new way at the all-new Greenway Ford in Raytown.
Let's hope that the text line is a little bit nicer tomorrow for Festivus. Just saying.
The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of Jack Daniels. This is a story we've been following here on the Dana and Parks program. The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of Jack Daniels in a trademark fight over poop-themed dog toys that resemble the company's famous whiskey bottles. The justices, on a 9-0 vote,
ooh, unanimous,
ruled against VIP Products LLC, which argued that its products, including the Bad Spaniels toy, shaped like a whiskey bottle, are obvious parodies and should therefore be protected as free speech.
Boom.
Under the First Amendment. What are you booming about in there?
Saw that one coming. Boom.
Sam wants to be a Supreme Court judge. Boom!
Justice Elena Kagan, writing for the court, said that VIP's alleged infringement, it's not alleged anymore, infringement of the Jack Daniels trademark, quote, falls within the heartland of trademark law and does not receive special First Amendment protection.
Wait, I'm very confused. What? I thought you just said that they went with the dog toy.
No. They went with Jack Daniels.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
That's why I was wondering why you were booming that.
I take my boom back.
No, they ruled in favor, 9-0, in favor of Jack Daniels.
See, that doesn't make any sense, though, because I thought there had to be, like, a true and obvious intent to deceive the consumer.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if it involves a trademark, all you have to do is steal their idea. You don't have to. I mean, nobody was thinking that if I buy this doggy poop toy,
that it's an actual
bottle of Jack Daniels and I'm going to get drunk. What the argument was you stole the design, the iconic design of our whiskey bottle, and made a dog toy out of it.
Well, I misheard, and they're wrong.
Okay. The whiskey maker describing the offending products as poop-themed dog toys counted that there is a likelihood of confusion, meaning the product violates trademark law. confusion, not in the sense that you're going to think that this is an actual whiskey bottle.
But that somehow Jack Daniels is sponsoring this.
That's right.
Poop toy.
That's right.
That Jack Daniels is behind a doggy poop toy.
That Jack Daniels was sponsoring, had something to do with, endorsed this poop toy. Okay?
Hashtag. They're no fun.
Say poop toy one more time.
Poop toy.
Hashtag poop toy.
From the New York Post, staff at a laboratory in Arizona were exposed to deadly bacteria that cause
meliodosis,
a disease with a 50% fatality rate, according to a new medical journal report. The previously unrevealed exposure occurred in 2021 at the microbiology lab at the Mayo Clinic, Arizona in Phoenix. The clinic staff were examining a swab sample from a 58-year-old patient. Three employees were later identified as exposed, and one was even singled out as high-risk exposure. Wow. Okay.
That's when they give you a Silkwood shower. Oh, wait, no, that's radioactivity. Sorry, I'm getting my deadly toxins confused.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem whatsoever. I hope that you are on the mend.
Always good to see you. Yeah, I'm going to go home. I'm going to relax. Maybe watch a little baseball tonight.
The baseballs is.
Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com.
I'll be in tomorrow.
Yep. In for Dana Wright today. He will be back tomorrow at 3:00. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Sam Stevie III.
We love you,
and
Sam.
He is a reverend. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2:00. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.